Congressman Bill Huizenga is joining us for a few minutes this morning on WKZO. How are you this morning?
It's good to be back in Michigan and enjoying this great weather. But yeah, we had quite a ride in Washington that culminated in the Senate pulling off a minor miracle for the U.S. Senate. They actually passed something. And I'd say this only half jokingly. Literally, the only thing that had been passed on a vote had been declaring, I believe it was March, a maple syrup month. God's honest truth, go look it up. I think, though, in all seriousness, what happened in the House and what happened in the Senate just underscores the seriousness of the issue that we were facing, that we were dealing with. And while this bill is less than ideal and it goes not far enough for some folks and goes too far for some other folks, and I'll give you an example on that. You know, the entire Michigan delegation, Republican and Democrat, all voted for it except for Rashida Tlaib. And Rashida publicly said she thought this was too much. It was too draconian. It was, you know, any kind of cut in spending was unacceptable. So I can guarantee you she and Chip Roy voted no for very different reasons, but to see over 300 of us in the House coming together and saying this is a serious issue we have to deal with and voting for it and getting it moved over to the Senate and seeing the Senate move it in lightning speed for the Senate's normal operations, I think just hopefully underscored the importance of it.
The Fiscal Responsibility Act, passed now by the House and last night by the Senate, reducing spending and raising the debt ceiling. And so who stands to benefit and who may lose from this action this week?
Yeah, well, I would argue that, frankly, nobody loses because the American taxpayer doesn't lose. Our economy doesn't lose. This is a step in the right direction of fiscal responsibility. And this is a positive. We are fixing the appropriations process, which is desperately needed. You know, in the 12 years that I've been there, we have never voted on the 12 appropriation bills that fund our entire government. There's 12 bills that that fund everything. And we've never done that. And Ken, you and I haven't been doing these kinds of interviews for that long. But you may remember at the end of the year, we always have these big, massive omnibus Christmas tree bills that, you know, every pet project and pet spending priority for people gets hung on those things. And it's a terrible way of funding government through that and through continuing resolutions after government funding runs out at the end of September. So this says if we don't do the appropriations process, there will be an automatic 1% across the board cut. And that actually got some of the defense hawks very, very concerned because this would apply to the Defense Department as well. And so one way or the other, the point is that one way or the other, we're going to bend that spending curve. It's either going to be through the appropriations process, which would be going through with a scalpel and figuring out what's working and what's not working, or it's going to be this across-the-board cut, which is by far less desirable, but it will be a cudgel, a financial cudgel that will be hanging over everybody's head. So that's a positive. Having work requirements for able-bodied, and it's important to make sure people understand this. These are folks that are receiving SNAP or TANF funds, welfare, that are able-bodied of working age. They don't have dependent children. They're not disabled in some way or another. But these are folks who could be and, frankly, should be in the workforce. They're going to be required to either do 20 hours of education or 20 hours of volunteerism a week. We're going to have real mining and energy exploration reform, the permitting process. And just for example, it takes 2 years in Canada to from start to finish to get a new mine permitted through the environmental process. Here in the United States, it's 8 to almost 10 years average to do that. And that's, you know, one, we don't want to be dependent for energy on our enemies. But two is we're trying to decouple ourselves from places like China that have all these rare earths that go into batteries and those kinds of things. We have that right here. Michigan's got nickel that we can't get to in the Upper Peninsula. There's, you know, lots of things like that that have just been held up because of bureaucratic red tape. And this is going to force that to happen quicker.
So this fundamentally will kind of change the budget process in the future?
Yeah, I would argue on the short term, there is going to be a, for the first time in modern era since World War II, we are going to see less money spent from this current fiscal year to next fiscal year. But more importantly, fixing that appropriations process is a much more significant step that will allow us to go through and really figure out what is working in the federal government spending and what isn't, and then and deal with that. Now, we still haven't tackled the really long term, which is 75% of our government spending. 75% of it is on autopilot. I don't vote on it in the House. The senators don't vote on it in the Senate. It just automatically re-ups every year and grows. And we are going to have the courage to tackle that as well. So that's going to be another big project that I'm working on.
So all in all, you feel positive about what happened this week?
I do, and I would have loved to have had some other things added, and I would have loved to have seen some deeper cuts, because I think our fiscal situation is that dire and serious. But this was in a split government environment where the Republicans are in charge of the House, obviously Joe Biden in the White House and Chuck Schumer in the Senate. This was as good an agreement as we could possibly get starting down that path of fiscal responsibility.
Fourth District Congressman Bill Huizenga, our guest on WKZO this morning in the wake of the passage of the Fiscal Responsibility Act by the House and the Senate last night. Always appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on this morning with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Ken, and we'll talk to you again soon.